Okay, good morning, guys. So before we actually get to the piece itself that's in the Sefer, I want to give you guys a little bit of an introduction to a very crucial term in Judaism, in Jewish thought. Okay, have you guys ever heard the term Yirat Hashem or Yirat Shemayim? Okay, what does that mean? What does that term
from
mean?
Heaven.
Fear of Hashem.
Fear of Hashem, fear of heaven. So Shemayim means heaven, Hashem is Hashem. So you say Yirat Shemayim or Yirat Hashem, it's the idea of fear of heaven. Heaven represents Hashem, or literally we're just saying fear of Hashem. The problem with translating that phrase as Yirat Hashem is that fear is a word that has a lot of negative connotations for us. Fear oftentimes is born of weakness. You know, I'm scared to walk down that street at night because there's like tough guys who might, you know, jump me and take my wallet and beat me up. So I'm scared. I'm weaker than them. I'm vulnerable to them. Okay, so fear sometimes is like even bigger than that. It's like an irrational thing like that. You know, fear of heights, fear of spiders, fear of all these things. Fear takes over our life, and it comes from sometimes a place of weakness or a place where we don't understand it at all. So fear is like a bad word. So fear of Hashem is one way of translating it, but it's not a very helpful way of translating it. So I want to share with you guys the definition. I'm paraphrasing a lesson that was taught by my great uncle, Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld. He taught a very different understanding of what Yiras Hashem means. So for him, the word Yira isn't fear. Let me illustrate with an example. Okay, so we used before the example of walking down the street in a bad part of town late at night. Compare that to the feeling of you're standing in front of a great work of art. Okay, so if you're standing in front of a great work of art, you're not feeling fear, right? The Mona Lisa can't hurt you. She can't bite you. She can't attack you. She can't take your wallet. But you will act with a certain sense of awe and reverence around the painting. Wow, this is one of the greatest works of art of all time, according to some. I'm not so into it, but whatever. You know, it's an amazing work of art. It's so influential. It's so famous. It's so beautiful. It's created by one of the greatest artists of all time. You'll kind of be careful not to get too close to the painting. Okay, let's say I'm sure they've got fences and stuff around it, but like, let's say you could just walk up to it. You'd be careful. You'd be reverent in how you would treat that painting. I wouldn't go too close to it. Maybe I'll touch it. Again, that's not really a fear. That's more of a sense of awe and reverence for something great that's in front of you. Okay, another example. You're holding a baby. Okay, so you're holding the baby with a lot of carefulness, right? Because you are in awe. You're in awe. You could say you're in awe of the human potential, the importance of a baby, and you also have a sense of your own responsibility towards the baby. And the sense of the honor and the sacredness that's in that responsibility. It's my job to take care of the baby. So that is more the feeling of Yiras Hashem. It's more a sense of awe and a sense of the depth and the importance of your own responsibility. That's what Yiras Hashem is. When you're relating to Hashem, you're relating to him from a place of, wow, you created this world, invested it with so much sacredness, with so much depth, with so much amazing things in it, and you put me in the world also, and you gave me the responsibility to interact. You gave me all different mitzvot, averot, right? We talked about last week, the idea of, you know, red lines and green lines, things that you need to respect it by watching it, by safeguarding it, and things you need to respect them by fulfilling your responsibilities to actively do something, right? So that's the idea of Yirat Hashem. So in this essay, he's going to talk about how the point of all the mitzvot that we're given, the mitzvot that are practical, things that we're meant to do, a big part of like the effect that a mitzvah is supposed to have on us is an effect of Yira, a sense of awe. But he's going to use the word Yira a lot, and I want you guys to understand it larger than just that idea of fear. Now, people could, on a very simple level, you know, if people are trained that I should never eat non-kosher, then they're scared. They're pashut, they have a fear of eating non-kosher, right? But there's like a deeper level to that. It's not the same idea as the fear of I'm afraid that, you know, a spider will bite me, or I'm afraid if I go up in a plane, I get scared. It's something deeper than that. That's the crucial introduction that we need to know before we read this essay. Okay? Any questions? Does that make sense to you guys so far? Okay, fantastic.